The Card Street fire near Sterling is still officially tabbed at 0% contained, but most evacuation notices have been lifted. The Kenai Peninsula Borough made a local disaster declaration Thursday night to get help with relief efforts. As KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, the fire continues to push away from homes and into the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge.
After 4 days of growth, the estimated size of the Card Street fire is now down to 7,500 acres. The gravel roads and remaining trees through the subdivisions where everything started are still red with fire retardant, and only 11 structures have been damaged, at least three of which were homes. Only one evacuation notice is still in place, and fewer than 200 residents remain without power. Incident Commander Bob Albee says the fire is far from over, but it is beginning to wind down, at least in the most populated areas.
We have a bunch of aircraft that are assigned to this fire. We still have resources coming in for this fire, and it, even though you might see less smoke over the next couple of days, it's not over.
Card Street is still the top priority fire in the nation, but officials don't expect it to keep that distinction for long. Now the challenge is in managing the fire on the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. The entire Skelak Recreation Area has been barricaded, though not totally sealed off, as there are a handful of private homes and boat launches that need to remain accessible. Refuge Fire Management Officer Christy Bullock says this isn't like last year's Funny River Fire. In that one, after residential areas were made safe, the fire was pretty much left alone to burn.
It didn't make sense for firefighter safety to put people out there. There were a lot of reasons not to take direct action on, you know, something that's way out in the wilderness. But this fire is a whole different story.
In the Skelak Lake area, there's a lot of what's called value to protect. It's a really popular recreation spot. Campgrounds, cabins, and really, the forest itself. Hidden Lake, for example, loses a lot of its charm if it's no longer hidden by lush stands of spruce and birch trees.
The refuge manager provides approval for what kind of tactics that can be utilized. And, you know, and that specifically would be the use of retardant or mechanized equipment. There are challenges of how do you balance trying to stop this fire and maintain, you know, the ecosystem to the best you can. The goal is to stop the fire. There's just too much risk to communities. There's too much risk to the values. The refuge would like this fire stopped.
The two wildfires burning near Cooper Landing aren't posing much of a threat to life and property now. The Juneau Lake fire is approximately 400 acres. It has forced the closure of several trails around Resurrection Pass, and structure protection is in place for some of those trail cabins. The Stetson Creek fire is about 250 acres. It's getting close to some Homer Electric Association transmission lines, but it hasn't caused any outages. As both of those fires work their way uphill, aircraft are the main weapons, though a Type 2 team is now running that show with about 40 firefighters on the ground. Reporting from Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.